Hello, everyone. Thanks for listening. This is Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. And first off, happy Monday. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. And to kick off the new week, I wanted to revisit a topic that we talked a bit about last week, and that is bullying. Now, last week, I shared some of the Mormon message, Stop It. It's a video about anti-bullying, and it's such a powerful message and a powerful video. And it's one I really think everyone should see if you have the chance to watch it. You can just check it out on Mormon.org or on LDS.org. So I had the chance to sit down with the producer of the video and hear a little bit more about the inspiration and also the motivation behind the production. Joining me today is Lucas McGraw. He's the producer behind the video called Stop It. And last week, we talked a little bit about this video. It deals with the topic of bullying. So thank you so much for being here, Lucas.
Thank you.
First, tell me the idea behind the video and how you guys came up with the concept.
The idea came from, basically, we needed to do a piece on bullying. Because, I mean, it's such a huge issue. And it's one of those topics that you know that might be successful if you do a video correctly and not cheesy. One of the guys on our little youth group council suggested that we use Stop It. So they gave it to me. Because Stop It was, at the time when we were originally thinking about it, there was a meme generated with all those words from President Uchtdorf. That one phrase where he talks about when it comes to hating, judging, you know, wanting to cause harm, stop it, you know, apply this two-word sermon. So we knew we wanted to do something in that regard. We just didn't know how. How I came up with the idea is just I thought back to my own school. In my school, there was a lot of good kids. What always kind of perplexed me at school was I'd see these kids in seminary doing great things, bearing testimonies, and you knew they were sincere. You knew they were this, but then you'd see them over at school, you know, and maybe I was one of them, you know, I didn't even realize. And you'd see them over at school just getting caught up in what that kind of atmosphere kind of creates. And sometimes it's an atmosphere of survival for these kids. And I wanted to depict this. I knew for sure I didn't want to depict the stereotypical bully. Mm-hmm. And
which is, you know, a big mean kid that you know,
in a letter jacket,
right, that's not really, you know, relatable necessarily, because he's the, you know, the kid that beats up on everybody else. But bullying, it translates through every social group, every, you know, I think it's safe to say that everyone can think of an instance when either they were bullied or they were the bully, although not a lot of people like to admit that, don't you think?
Yeah, yeah. And that was a thought. Like, if I went to a youth group right now and just said, you know, who here has been bullied? Probably all of them will raise their hand. But if you actually ask that same group, who here has bullied someone, you might get a few, oh, maybe me, you know. But, and that's what how I want to approach it. You know, sometimes the worst type of bully are the people that don't even know that they are bullies. And so that was how I came up with my main character and how we kind of changed his perspective. I really wanted it to be something that's like, you never really know how it affects somebody until it affects you. And I kind of took that perspective. And this is completely off the topic of bullying, but I have a disabled daughter that she's 2 years old now. And a whole new world has been opened up to me as what parents go through that have, you know, disabled children. And even hearing the word retard bothers me a whole lot more than it does now, you know? And it was only because I had gained that new perspective. You know, just things that I never even thought to think about. I thought that I had a little bit of empathy or sympathy towards these parents, but it wasn't until it actually happened to me that I was like, oh, you know, now I kind of get it.
And for those of you who haven't seen the video, this is so interesting to hear the producer's insight behind it, because in the video, the boy who's portrayed as the bully goes through, is part of a group that teams up on one particular girl. And then on the flip side, he has a little sister that is being bullied. And so it puts everything sort of into perspective for him that oh my gosh, this is the effect of bullying. Look what it's doing to my little sister, and this is what I'm doing to this girl in particular. So do you think oftentimes people just don't realize the effect that they're having on other people? They think, oh, it's not that big of a deal, or I'm just joking around, or you shouldn't take things so seriously. But the effects of those things can go on to last for forever, for years to come, even into adulthood for some people.
Yeah, and that's the main. I mean, even reading the comments, some people are like, people don't need to be so sensitive. You know, people need to teach people resilience. And yes, where I think that is the case, but I think as well for those people that don't have a support group, for those people, I mean, I hope that people don't take this piece as that we're teaching people to play the victim. We're not. We're just saying, open your eyes at what you do, how it affects people. Because, I mean, not everybody takes things the same way you do, and not everybody has the same support group that you have. I mean, we don't know. We didn't dive too much into our blonde girl's character, the girl that was being bullied on, and that was on purpose. I kind of left that ambiguous, but it was like, you never know what somebody's going through at that particular moment. And you know, we're all emotional creatures, and we can sit here and say, oh, people just need to buck up and have a stiff upper lip and all this stuff. But at the same time, even though we need to do that and be more resilient, at the same time, you know, when somebody doesn't have that support or doesn't have a group of friends or feels like everybody in a school is attacking them, you know, that could lead to some serious harm. And that's what I want to kind of is just let people open their eyes and think, you know, gossiping can really have a serious effect. You know, just doing little things to cause harm, or just simple teasing. I think some teasing is acceptable, but like mean, seriously mean teasing, where people think they're just kidding around, I think can have some serious effects. And I think, you know, that's the main thing I want people to think about is like, could I be bullying somebody and not realize it?
And just simply stop it.
Yeah, just simply stop, you know? And I mean, find a new style of humor. If your humor is based on just picking on people and at other people's expense, you know, stop it. Find a new style of humor.
The awareness for bullying and the conversation about bullying has really exploded after the, you know, in the past couple of years. It seems like, you know, when I was a child or you were a child, nobody really talked about it that much. It was sort of like, oh, it was a part of growing up. It was just, you know, get over it. It's not that big of a deal. But there's been a lot of research and a lot more conversation about it in the last, I would say, probably 5 years or so, where people are really looking at the effects of bullying long term. And there have been, you know, devastating cases in the media and publicity about suicides where people just cannot see a way out of the feelings that they're feeling as part of, you know, the way that they're dealing with bullying. What message do you hope that people feel that really strikes them to their core when they watch this video?
The overall theme, the part of the talk that touched me the most was when President Uchtdorf says a line that says there's too much heartache and sorrow in this life for us to add to it. And I think that's the overall theme that I think we need to all kind of consider. That, you know, there's people going through too much for us to kind of tell them they're stupid one day. You know, I mean, us as Christians especially, there's too much of this stuff for us to be contributors to it, to add to somebody's grief. And I think if there's anything, I think that's the one thing that kind of needs to resonate the most, especially with this piece. And I hope the message comes across that way.
Well, it absolutely does. And it's such a beautiful video. I encourage all of you to go watch it. How can people watch it?
It is on YouTube, on LDS.org. Right now, there's a link. So, yeah, definitely on the Mormon Channel. It has a home on the Mormon Channel. We'll reside there.
Well, I encourage all of you to go watch it and share it with your children, your parents, your spouse, your loved ones, your coworkers. I think everyone, this is a message everyone should see. The video entitled Stop It. Lucas McGraw, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm going to leave you today with the song All of Me by John Schmidt.